So while the Ghanaian government has confirmed its commitment to implementing fiscal reforms in the 2024 budget, we anticipate significant public expenditure overruns ahead of the December election, particularly given that the ruling New Patriotic Party, or the NPP, trails behind in the polls. So since the start of the century, so since the year 2000, public expenditure as a share of GDP increased by an average of 3 percentage points during election years, as you can see on the left-hand side chart. And I think this really reflects the government's tendency to, for example, subsidize utilities or implement social welfare programs, really to garner public support in the run-up to general elections. So while these expected expenditure overruns will lead to a widening of the budget deficit in 2024, it will also support households financially, so driving up domestic demand that way and also supporting headline economic growth. So in terms of the other part of your question on who is most likely to win the December vote, our core view remains that the opposition National Democratic Congress, or the NDC, is best placed to secure a victory. So looking at polling data, it appears that the economy and economic management will take center stage for voters during the election, which will inevitably give the opposition NDC an advantage because the recent economic downturn happened under NPP leadership. In addition to that, recent polls around voting intentions give John Mahama, the leader of the NDC, a favorable lead, as you can see on the right-hand side chart here. So further supporting our view that that an NDC victory is most likely in December.
We do see security risks increasing, as I say, specifically concentrated in the Western Sahel, specifically the countries of Mali and Burkina Faso. So, as a little bit of context, over the past 10 years, these Sahelian countries have become really the global flashpoint for Islamic insurgencies, and this presents clear risks for neighboring countries like Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Togo, Benin. Now, we believe these risks will be compounded by the removal of UN peacekeeping forces from Mali in 2024, which is likely to create a power vacuum in the region, which we believe militant groups are likely to compete for and fill, creating clear spillover effects and negatively impacting some of the region's fastest growing countries, like, for example, Cote d'Ivoire or Ghana. So, overall, we believe that West Africa will be an important monitoring point for security risks in 2024.